The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the ACB inauguration audio description is now available as a podcast on ACB Events. Novel Ideas Club meets February 19th, and a comparison of Windows 10X versus 10 from Microsoft. Lighthouse opens the Holman Prize applications. A blood BCG vaccine for tuberculosis and other conditions lowers blood glucose in type 1 diabetes. 9to5Mac.com has an article about Facebook's AI improvements for automatic alt text descriptions of photos. And Gadget.com has an article on a synthetic cornea implant. The audio described inauguration festivities produced by the Presidential Inauguration Committee, PIC, streamed on YouTube at ACB Radio Live event, are now available as a podcast on the ACB Events feed. You may access this podcast directly at https://acb-event.pinecast.co/episode/d8beadd9/20019-audio-described-2021-inauguration-of-Kamala-D-Harris-and-Joseph-R-Biden-Jr. That's J-R, sorry. Dash. Please note that there is an echo with the commentary, but not on the audio description itself. This is as it was broadcast on YouTube. Also note that the American celebration held during primetime is not included in this podcast. Please consult the podcast details for a listing of what is included. Enjoy, signed Rick Moran, M-O-R-I-N. Novel Ideas meets February 19th, 2021 at 8 p.m. Eastern to discuss the Book of Two Ways, DB100856 by Jodi, J-O-D-I, Picoult, P-I-C-O-U-L-T. Novel Ideas will be discussing the book, The Book of Two Ways, by Jodi Picoult, DB100856. Below is the synopsis from Bookshare. From the number one New York Times bestselling author of Small Great Things and A Spark of Light comes a riveting novel about the choices that alter the course of our lives. Everything changes in a single moment for Dawn Edelstein. She's on a plane when the flight attendant makes an announcement. Prepare for a crash landing. She braces herself as thoughts flash through her mind. The shocking thing is, the thoughts are not of her husband, but of a man she last saw 15 years ago, Wyatt Armstrong. Dawn miraculously survives the crash, but so do all the doubts that have suddenly been raised. She has led a good life. Back in Boston, there is her husband, Brian, their beloved daughter, and her work as a death doula, in which she helps ease the transition between life and death for her clients. But somewhere in Egypt is Wyatt Armstrong, who works as an archaeologist unearthing ancient burial sites, a career Dawn once studied for, but was forced to abandon when life suddenly intervened. And now, when it seems that fate is offering her a second chance, she is not as sure of the choice she once made. After the crash landing, the airline ensures that the survivors are seen by a doctor, then offers transportation to wherever they want to go. The obvious destination is to fly home, but she could take another path. Return to the archaeological site she left years before, reconnect with Wyatt and their unresolved history, and maybe even complete her research on the Book of Two Ways, the first known map of the afterlife. As the story unfolds, Dawn's two possible futures unspool side by side, as do the secrets and doubts long buried with them. Dawn must confront the questions she's never truly asked. What does a life well-lived look like? When we leave this earth, what do we leave behind? Do we make choices, or do our choices make us? And who would you be if you hadn't turned out to be the person you are right now? Join us in this Zoom meeting to discuss this great book. Hosted by Randy Shelton, Email rshelton820@gmail.com. Co-host Ruth Ann Acosta. Email ruth1244@gmail.com. Date, Friday, February 19, 2021. Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world, Saturday, 0100 Greenwich Mean Time. We hope you'll join us to discuss this great book. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers or execute the Zoom meeting link found on your Zoom invitation. Robert Acosta is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Topic, novel ideas. Time meets third Friday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern. Join Zoom meeting, https://us02web.zoom.us/j/584149162, query. PWD equals B, capital E, T, capital Y, Z, capital B, capital P, E, M, T, 6B3, capital Z, O, capital M, 004A, capital V, D, capital G, capital Y, 0, capital R, 0, capital Q, capital T, 09. Meeting ID 584149162. Passcode AWZ. One tap mobile numbers in New York. 1-929-205-60991. In Germantown, 1-301-715-85921. Dial by location, numbers in New York, Germantown, Chicago, San Jose, Tacoma, or Houston. Use meeting ID 584-149-162. Find your local number at https://us02web.zoom.us/u/KDXK6DR W. To access the podcast stream for past Novel Ideas programs, use this link, https://accessibleworld.org/feed/podcast/novel. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Signed, Randy Shelton. Windows Accessibility from Bing News, posted Tuesday, January 19 at 4:13 p.m. What is Windows 10X, and how is it unique from Windows 10? Credit Microsoft. Earlier in 2019, the Windows 10X platform was announced as a modular and lightweight version of the Windows 10 operating system. Windows 10X is something like a new edition of Windows 10 or a newly created user interface designed for dual-screen devices like Microsoft's upcoming Surface Neo and other models. One day, every device will likely run on this new Windows operating system. It's built with the help of a new modern version of Windows called Windows Core OS that has original components and features in favor of contemporary user experiences and enhanced security. Everything from a Windows shell to the underlying OS has been built with modern technologies. Windows 10X features a new shell, the user interface, that has been built with modern technology. The user interface experience could depend on the posture of your device. Legacy shell elements, such as the control panel, file explorer, and error dialogs and icons, would not be available on Windows 10X. Microsoft has invested much time to rebuild the entire shell, so it doesn't include any of the legacy things that make Windows 10 so inconsistent when it comes to user interface. Features. Bullet, new start menu. Microsoft has invested time to redesign the start menu user experience on Windows 10X operating system. Productivity is the main focus of redesigning the start menu. It features a system-wide search for bar along the top that can also search via the web and a grid of installed applications below that in place of live tiles. The apps list can be customized too, with the ability for users to rearrange which apps show up in the first few rows. Bullet new taskbar. Windows 10X also consists of a new adaptive and user-friendly taskbar that features a centered design aligned. It has an attractive animation wherein, if you open an app, the start and task view buttons gently spread apart, giving the taskbar a much more fluid and smooth appearance. Users can now swipe up anywhere on the taskbar to access the start menu on tablets, making it much easier for touch users to access their apps list. The more is the size of the device, the more and good the UI will look. Bullet, new Action Center. Microsoft has taken care of new Action Center experiences. The new Action Center puts more emphasis on quick actions, with the ability to jump into specific quick actions for further control without leaving the Action Center window at all. It includes things like volume controls, power options, and the battery percentage of the device. There's also a new UI for music control that appears in Action Center. Bullet, a new setup experience. A new UI for the Windows setup process has been implemented in Windows 10X operating system. Users could be able to select their language, sign in with a Microsoft account, and agree to terms and conditions, but unfortunately, Cortana is no longer available throughout the setup procedure. Bullet, new File Explorer. The legacy components of Windows, such as the legacy File Explorer, are no longer supported in Windows 10X operating system. It means Microsoft has built a new File Explorer specific to Windows 10X based on touch devices compatibility, and also OneDrive has been a unique design. As Windows 10X is a web-first OS, and that includes data storing and managing on your Windows 10X device. Improved Windows Update System. That was also a bullet, sorry. Windows Update, which is the most essential part of the Windows operating system, is also improving in such a way that makes it much faster on Windows 10X. The component updates or feature updates will not take as long a time to install as they do on Windows 10. The updates are now installed in the background without a reboot required until the update is done. It'll take a minimal time period to reboot your device with the new update, just like on Android and Chrome OS. It is predicted that this should result in updates that might take less than 90 seconds to reboot. Internal testing suggests it's even faster than that. This is a huge improvement over how Windows 10 does updates today, which can take anywhere between 5 minutes and 20 minutes to reboot, depending on the device. Bullet, Windows Protection. Windows 10X features something called state separation, which is how the OS lays itself out on a drive. Windows 10 today installs everything into a single partition, which means the user can access system files, as can apps and potential attackers. On Windows 10X, everything goes into its own read-only partition. So OS files are locked away, as are app files, as are drivers, and the registry. The only thing the user and applications can access are the user partition. This also means that malware or viruses can't get in and affect the system badly because these programs are only able to operate in a single partition. Windows 32 apps support. Microsoft had even stated earlier that the OS will support Win32 apps as well, and many leaks have predicted that the statement has come true. A leak of build of Windows 10X has revealed that the new operating system, Windows 10X, could still launch with development tools for Win32 applications as well. According to a Windows Phone Info report, the latest build of the Windows 10X features a new developer setting that will allow users to load unsigned apps, including desktop apps. Looking at a screenshot of this new setting, Microsoft has apparently built a dedicated settings page for this feature as well. Microsoft Windows 10X usage. As earlier stated, Windows 10X has an interface that is designed and optimized for dual-screen devices, just like Surface Neo. But it is predicted that Windows 10X may come to traditional PCs in the future as well. Microsoft's Surface Neo is a dual-screen device with a hinge, like a laptop. But if the keyboard section was replaced by a screen, alternatively, it's like two tablets connected by a hinge. If you remember Microsoft's canceled Courier concept device, it's very similar to that. Take a look at Windows 10X, #MicrosoftEvent, website https://twitter.com/#SRC=#ampersand_ref_src=TWSRC%5ETFW. Microsoft Surface at Surface, October 2nd, 2019, https://twitter.com/surface/status/11794149981249740 query ref_src=TWSRC%5ETFW. The website is http://www.bing.com/news/apiclick.aspx query. From Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Lighthouse Lately, posted January 19, 2021. Black Lives Matter. Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. In this issue, Hallman Prize applications open January 20th, Summertime Leadership Programs for Youth, a Lighthouse student tells why she joined the Legacy Society, an accessible greeting card for Lunar New Year, why Sherry Albers can't wait to tell you about Lighthouse's programs. It's almost time. Applications open for the 2021 Hallman Prize, January 20th. Have you been dreaming and planning out your pitch for the 2021 Hallman Prize for Blind Ambition? Maybe you've even already shot your pitch video. Well, January 20th was the day. Beginning at noon Pacific time, you can apply for the 2021 Hallman Prize. Haven't heard about the Hallman Prize yet? Here's more info. Now in its fifth year, the Hallman Prize for Blind Ambition annually awards up to $25,000 each to three blind people from around the world with incredible ideas that will shatter misconceptions about blindness worldwide. We are thrilled to announce this year that one of the $25,000 prizes is sponsored by one of our close partners, Waymo. The Hallman Prize, named after James Hallman, a blind 19th century explorer who is the most prolific private traveler of anyone blind or sighted before the era of modern transportation. The only qualifications for the Hallman Prize are that you must be blind, including legally blind and partially sighted, and that you must be 18 years old by October 1st, 2021. But if you're not quite ready to upload your 90-second YouTube pitch and fill out the application, there's no need to worry. Applications close on March 14th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time. Check out our Hallman Prize Frequently Asked Questions at the hot link, and if you don't find your answer there, email us at Hallman, H-O-L-M-A-N, at lighthouse-sf.org. Stay tuned for the next 2 months as we share updates on 2021 submissions and updates from our winners. Spread the word about the Hallman Prize and follow Hallman Prize on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. We can't wait to watch your videos. There's also a hot link to apply for the 2021 Hallman Prize on the MailChimp website, mailchi.mp. 100-year-old vaccine found to reduce blood sugar in type 1 diabetes by Katie Taylor. The BCG vaccine, Bacillus Calmette-Guerin, has been used for over 100 years to protect against tuberculosis and to treat bladder cancer. In 2017, interim results from a Massachusetts General Hospital Phase 1 clinical trial provided hope that the vaccine could restore proper function to the islet cells and stop the root cause of type 1 diabetes. Now the final results of Phase 1 are in, and there is growing excitement in the scientific community. According to Dr. Denise Faustman, director of the Massachusetts General Hospital Immunobiology Lab and lead study author, this is clinical validation of the potential to stably lower blood sugars to near normal levels with a safe vaccine, even in patients with long-standing disease. The study. The five-year study first found a reduction in HbA1c 3 years after the initial doses of the BCG vaccine. Study participants had been treated with two doses of BCG 4 weeks apart, and all 52 participants had type 1 diabetes for at least 2 years prior to the study. After 4 years, participants' HbA1c levels had decreased to an average had decreased an average of 15 to 18%. 5 years after initial dose, the average HbA1c level of participants was 6.1%, which is below the normal 6.5% threshold for a diabetes diagnosis. Our featured programs. See how we're making a difference for people, pets, and the planet, and how you can get involved. Sorry, the video player failed to load. Error code. Never mind. How does it work? The BCG vaccine increased production of cytokine, a type of protein called TNF, tumor necrosis factor. This is important because TNF may help fight autoimmune disease, both by fighting the T cells that destroy pancreatic islet cells and restoring the T cells, called TREGs, that stop the immune system from attacking the body's insulin-producing islet cells. Researchers wanted to know, besides fighting damaging T cells and restoring good ones, how the BCG vaccine had a positive effect on blood sugar. They found that the body's glucose metabolism changed in response to BCG. Participants underwent a shift from oxidative phosphorylation, PHOSPHORYLATION. The body's most common means of energy production, to aerobic glycolysis, the type of energy production that happens during steady-state aerobic exercise. Aerobic glycolysis requires the cells to consume more glucose, which means the vaccine also has potential as a treatment for type 2 diabetes. What next? Several phase 2 trials are underway. Large groups of adult participants with type 1 diabetes will receive multiple doses of the BCG vaccine, and a BCG pediatric trial is being scheduled as well. Dr. Mihai G. Netea, M-I-H-A-I-G-N-E-T-E-A, of Radboud University Medical Center in the Netherlands, has high hopes for the results of the study. The MGH trials and other larger prevention and intervention trials underway around the globe may lead to a major shift in the prevention and treatment of infections and autoimmunity, Natia said. BCG is also being investigated as a potential treatment for multiple sclerosis. The phase 2 trial is set to be finished in 2023, which seems painfully far off. But if the trials are successful, a commonplace vaccine could make a world of difference for people with diabetes around the world. Those interested in the phase 2 clinical trials still enrolling can get more information at the hot link on the website. Stay hopeful, friends. That was posted on blog.thediabetessite.greatergood.com. Posted on 9to5mac.com, Facebook improves its AI that generates photo descriptions on iOS for visually impaired users, by Felipe Esposito. Facebook announced a major update to its automatic alt text, AAT, system, which automatically generates photo descriptions for people with visual impairments. Based on AI, the system can now recognize 10 times more objects and scenes in photos shared on Facebook and also Instagram, providing detailed descriptions for screen readers like Apple's VoiceOver. According to Facebook, the artificial intelligence technology developed by the company can now identify activities, landmarks, types of animals, and various other details in the photos. This will make it easier for blind and visually impaired people to understand the context of a photo shared on social networks. Instead of just describing what's in this photo, the updated AAT system can also specify the composition of the image, such as saying that there are 2 people in the center of the photo and 3 others in the sides, instead of just saying that there are 5 people in the photo. As pointed out by CNET, the new AAT system will be available on Facebook for photos in newsfeed, profiles, and groups, while on Instagram the generated descriptions will be available for photos in feed, explore, and profile. The feature is compatible with 45 different languages. To access the detailed photo descriptions on iOS, users must use the new custom actions through VoiceOver. On Android, you just have to long press the image. The update is still being rolled out for Android users. We use income earning auto affiliate links. Much more on the link. Posted on Engadget.com, synthetic cornea helped a legally blind man regain his sight. A legally blind 78-year-old man has regained his sight after being the inaugural patient to receive a promising new type of corneal implant, Israel Hayom has reported. developed by a company called Corneat, C-O-R-N-E-A-T. The K-Pro is the first implant that can be integrated directly into the eye wall to replace scarred or deformed corneas with no donor tissue. Immediately after the surgery, the patient was able to recognize family members and read numbers on an eye chart. The corona is the clear layer that covers and protects the front portion of the eye. They mean cornea, not corona. It can degenerate or scar for various reasons, including diseases like pseudophakic bullous keratopathy, P-S-E-U-D-O-P-H-A-K-I-C, B-U-L-L-O-U-S, keratopathy, keratoconus, and trauma. Artificial cornea implants already exist for patients with corneal degeneration, but because the surgeries are complex, they're usually a last resort when transplants or cornea ring implants don't work. By contrast, inserting the corneat transplant is a relatively simple procedure that requires minimal stitches and cutting. On top of that, it uses a biomimetic material that stimulates cellular proliferation, leading to progressive tissue integration, according to Corneat. A very cool animation above shows exactly how this works, with the end result that the device is fully transplanted inside the eye wall. Fibroblasts and collagen gradually colonize the integrating skirt, and full integration is achieved within weeks, permanently embedding the device within the patient's eye, according to Corneat. That allows for improved visual acuity and exceptionally fast healing times, and it looks fairly natural to boot. The company said that 10 more patients are approved for trials in Israel. It plans to open 2 more this month in Canada, with 6 others in the approval process in France, the U.S., and the Netherlands. While the implant doesn't contain any electronics, it could help more people than any robotic eye. After years of hard work, seeing a colleague implant the Corneat K-Pro with ease and witnessing a fellow human being regain his sight the following day was electrifying and emotionally moving. There were a lot of tears in the room, said Corneat Vision co-founder Dr. Gilad Litvin. All products recommended by Engadget are selected by our editorial team, independent of our parent company. Some of our stories include affiliate links. If you buy something through one of these links, we may earn an affiliate commission. I have just enough time for one little tip from coolblindtech.com. How to change which apps can access your location on Android. Posted January 18th. It's important to make sure apps aren't abusing permissions to protect your privacy. Android apps are required to ask for permission to access your location. Beginning in Android 11, you can even grant apps one-time access to your location. This means that you don't have to worry about apps grabbing your location after you leave the app. Regardless of how well you may monitor permissions, it's a good idea to check up on which apps can access your location every once in a while. First, open the settings menu on your Android phone or tablet by swiping down from the top of the screen once or twice, depending on your device's manufacturer. To open the notification shade, then select the gear icon. Launch the device settings. Select privacy. Select Permission Manager. The Permission Manager lists all of the different permissions that apps can access. There's everything from body sensors to call logs here. The one that we want is location. This screen may look a little different depending on which Android version you have. At the top, you'll see what apps can access your location all the time. Below that is only while in use. And under that, you'll see apps you have denied access to. We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening.